Chapter 3. A few years after leaving Lillehammer, I received a letter from a classmate with whom I'd seldom spoken, an avowed communist who was active in a national youth movement. The communist wrote that he and his friends had been talking about tough girls, and that throughout the conversation he kept thinking of me. He wondered if life had been kind to me. That someone who had only known me during that year might ever consider me tough and pick me out of a crowd as such stopped my breath. It seemed at the time unspeakably deep, a recognition so unlikely that the comfort it offered came balanced with an intense anxiety that it wasn't true. I knew I would never be a tough girl, and yet the phrase, with its implied contradiction, articulated everything that I wanted for myself. To be a girl, an inherently vulnerable position, and yet unafraid. Back in California for my senior year of high school, I volunteered very little about Lillehammer and moved forward with life as if I had spent nothing but a long weekend away. I'm sure my parents knew something was wrong. My mom had a sound to her voice, tentative, when she meant to ask a difficult question. But each time I sensed the quiver before it came, and my skin suddenly electric, I'd interrupt with some inane comment about the weather or the day's plans or the latest news, and my mother would let it drop. One of her concerns in particular stood out to me. My younger host sister would be studying in the United States that year, staying with a new set of host parents whose photo my mother saw in a correspondence. The photo disturbed her. There was something in the man's expression, my mother said. He gave her a creepy vibe. All that next year, my mom worried aloud about my host sister's host father, and all that year when the topic came up, I rolled my eyes or left the room. Didn't I care? She asked me. The answer was no, I didn't care, not in the slightest. Nor could I bring myself to. My mother pressed her lips together. I'm sure it's fine, she'd assure herself time after time. I'm just being a worried mom. I'm sure it's perfectly fine. But it wasn't fine. I wasn't fine. I felt that my time in Norway had been stolen. Worse, it had turned